Kummer tells Schweitzer how AG Pam Bondi could still nail the Biden crime family. By Breitbart News on January 23, 2025. On his way out the door of the White House, former President Joe Biden pardoned five members of his family not named Hunter. All five, brother James and his wife, Sarah, sister Valerie and her husband, John, and brother Frank, were implicated in various influence peddling schemes just like the previously pardoned Hunter. It was Joe Biden's last act of loyalty to his family co-conspirators. One very disappointed man joined the Drill Down podcast this week. Representative James Comer, RKY, the chairman of the House Government Oversight Committee, which last year gathered all sorts of evidence linking the Biden family to the influence peddling scheme that got Hunter Biden prosecuted for tax evasion, among other crimes. He just published a best-selling book, All the President's Money, detailing all of what his committee learned from testimony, subpoenaed bank records, and the previous work of Peter Schweitzer and the Government Accountability Institute in the book Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Does Comer think there is anything that can still be done? The ball's in incoming Attorney General Pam Bondi's court. Comer says, before posing the question, is the Trump administration committed to holding them accountable? The Department of Justice could nail the Bidens for violation of Foreign Agents Registration Act, Comer tells the hosts. They could nail the Bidens for money laundering. They could nail the Bidens for tax evasion. IRS whistleblowers, who testified to his committee, said they didn't pay any taxes on tens of millions of dollars that we found they took from these foreign countries. The banks said they were money laundering. Everybody that knows anything knows they were violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, Comer says. Eggers asks, would the pardons dished out by Joe Biden protect them from any future criminal charges? You know, the most corrupt thing about these pardons is that they're preemptive, broad, blunt, covering anything and everything, he says, adding that it amounts to an admission that they did more than evade taxes. They were money laundering, they were violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, possibly the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The list of laws that they have broken goes on and on and on. So, you know, I think that could be tested. One thing the pardons do assure, however, is that any pardoned Biden family members who are called to testify in later congressional hearings about their dealings would not be able to refuse on the grounds of self-incrimination. Eggers suspects the Biden family may have negotiated future deals for themselves in order to help convince Joe to drop out of the 2024 campaign. He asks Comer, have you ruled out the possibility that Biden family members would have been involved in negotiations over any kind of financial transaction to convince Joe Biden to step down from his re-election campaign? Would that constitute a crime? And if it would, is that also a crime they may have been just pardoned for? Comer replies, I do think that's a possibility. Having researched them over the past 2 years, I would put nothing past the Bidens. Schweitzer appeared on radio host Mark Levin's show earlier this week and told Levin, if you look back at when Joe Biden had that disastrous debate with Donald Trump, and you remember afterward, there were all these calls for him to resign, and Joe Biden would not resign. He hung on for more than a month. Hunter Biden moved into the White House. Hunter Biden's the family dealmaker. I am absolutely convinced that some exit deals were signed, that the Bidens got money from Democrat donors to go away. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down podcast.